Yesterday we began discussing the Isser of Simcha for an Avel, and left off discussing under what circumstances an Avel may be permitted to attend a chuppah without attending the accompanying Seuda or Simcha. So let's read the Rama again in Se'if Gimel. That's definitely usher. So day number one is that even during Shloshim you're allowed to attend the chuppah. Day number two is that you're not allowed to attend the chuppah during Shloshim. By extension, Yubeis Chodesh. V'yesh mekamos shemachmirin liyasa avel omid kol Yubeis Chodesh chutz beis hakneses l'shmar brachos. And along those lines, yesh mekamos, or the minhag was that an avel for all Yubeis Chodesh wouldn't go into the room where the chuppah was taking place, but he would stand outside to hear the brachos. U'mikol makom nira the avel yachal levarich berchas erisim v'nusuin tachas l'chuppah shebeis hakneses v'chein yuchal l'hachnis chasan k'derech artzeinu. However, the Rama says, even if you're going to be machmir for Yubeis Chodesh not to be present in the room, but if the Avil is going to recite the Birchas Erusim v'Nesuin, then he would be allowed to be present for the Birchas Erusim v'Nesuin. So the Rama's kula here is that even according to the biggest machmirim, that an Avil should not be present for the chuppah, there's an allowance, if he's going to recite Birchas Erusim v'Nesuin, to be present for the chuppah during Yubeis Chodesh. And we left off yesterday mentioning some achronim, some who are of the opinion that this heter applies even to Shloshim. So I misspoke yesterday. I said this was a Tshuvas Maram Sheik, it's a Tshuvas Maram Mintz, so it's only about 500 years off. But the Tshuvas Maram Mintz in Simen Pei Vav, Paskins, that is mutter to participate in a chuppah to recite Birchas Erusin or Birchas Nisuin even during Shloshim. His lashon is mutter l'rav o l'chaver ir Shuvas Maram Min Simen Pevav. Mutter l'rav o l'chaver ir lasas Birchas Erusin o afilu Birchas Nisuin afilu toch Shloshim. So it's permissible for the Rav or the chaver ir, one of the officials or chashuvim of the city, to recite Birchas Erusin or even Birchas Nisuin, even during Shloshim. Dafil v'sudas mitzvah yesh deyos al hadetanya b'alvah rabasi o'kol meisim asi l'kanas beisah simcha shloshim yom al avim al yubeis chodesh yelon kein l'shem shemayim. So there are shitos, our rishonim as we saw, who are even matir, have the more liberal understanding of l'shem shemayim, that maybe it's even mutter to participate under all circumstances in a simcha, so at least l'inyan zeh, that Toch Shloshim would allow the Rav to enter to recite Birchas Eretz and Birchas Nesuit. The Divrei Sofim points out, Divrei Sofim Sifkat and Samachay, that strictly speaking, the context of the Maram Mintz is talking about the Rav or the Chavri Ir, so it doesn't necessarily extend to a Balabas to recite the Brachos, but, or someone who's not the official Rav, but it's, that's also the Nidon that he was asked. And then the Maram Mintz has an interesting observation in terms of choreography. He writes, let's say you want to split, have one Rav say the Birchas Eris and one Rav say the Birchas Nesu. And this is many centuries before anyone had the idea of splitting the Birchas Nesu themselves, to divide Shabbat Brachos. But in the traditional... So in the traditional style of having one person recite all Shabbat Brachos, you still sometimes would split the Birchas Erusin from the Birchas Nesuin. So he writes, if you have two Rabbanim that you want to be Mechabed, one for the Birchas Erusin, one for the Birchas Nesuin, then you should have the following. So, Ima Rav Ose Birchas Nesuin, Kagon Chiyesh Rav Echad, Dezokin, Ogodom Yimenu, Sha'asa Birchas Erusin. So you have the senior rabbi and the junior rabbi. The senior rabbi is Mesadar Kedushin, he recites the Birchas Erusin. Az, Harava Avel, Al Yelech, Lebesa Chasana, So the Avil is the one who's reciting the Birchas Nesuin. So during the Berachas Erusin, the Aval should stand outside of the Shul. Ad Acher Berachas Erusin, the Oz Yelech LeBeis Chasana, so the Beis Knesses, and then he should walk into the room. So he shouldn't even, if he's not the one saying the Berachas Erusin, he shouldn't be in the room. He should be outside, and then when it's his turn, he'll walk in. And if the Rav who's in Avelis is the one reciting the Berachas Erusin, not the Berachas Nesuin, then after he finishes his job, and he's Mesader Kedushin, and they read the Ksuba, and they make a Kinyan on the Ksuba, then he should leave. So he should only be in the room for the minimum amount of time absolutely necessary. The caveat that Rishonim have, that the Ramah has here, as you mentioned yesterday, to under what circumstances we could allow for an Avil to enter into a chuppah, is that he can't be there for the Mizmut Eichasim Vekala. That's what the Ramah writes in the beginning of this long comment on Sif Gimel. Aval lo yikanes habayis klal, b'sha sha'om dimshan b'mazmut Eichasim Vekala. So what exactly are Mazmut Eichasim Vekala? What does the word mean? The Badi Shulchan points out that the term Mazmut Eichasim Vekala appears in the Gemara in Chagiga, Daf Yidalad Amid Beis. The context of Gemara is various stories of Amorayim who darshan the Maisa Merkava. So one of the Amorayim darshan the Maisa Merkava, and all the Malachim came in just as people would all congregate for the Mazmut Eichasim Vekala. So what are these Mazmut Eichasim Vekala? Rashi writes over there, Chagiga Yidalad Amid Beis, Mine Schok, Shemesachakin Lifnea. How would you turn that? Games?
Jess
levity. That what you would do in front of a Chasim Akala. The Vadei Shulchan writes here, Sivkaten Memhei, and presumably it's Kol Shekein, the actual playing of music and dancing. If an Avil is not allowed to participate in the Schog, then Kol Shekein can't participate in the music. So an Avil should not be present if and when there is any music. Then the Baal HaShulchan says that there's a Targum Iyo, Paraglamavav, Pasuk Yud Aleph, that Mezmuti there sounds like it actually is a reference to Nigunim themselves. So most poskim assume that if a Avel is going to be present at the Chuppah, then he shouldn't be there for at least the recessional, where there's joyful music. There's Rabbi Willig, the Divrei Sofrim, both the Makel and the Dveikus type music when you walk down the aisle. That's not such a violation, but poskim generally assume better not to be there for the Odei Shama at the end of the Chuppah. Nevertheless, at least two Makilim of note even on that. The Shuvah Shevet Alevi, Chelek Beis Siman Reish Gimel, Shevet Alevi, Chelek Beis Siman Reish Gimel, has a very brief comment that, well, if already being matir participation in the chuppah, presumably you're allowed to listen to the music there also, because what chuppah doesn't have music? That's not a crucial line. So that's all part of the package. If you're allowed to participate in the chuppah, then obviously you're allowed to be there for the music as well. Now, Mara Minsk didn't understand that, because Maharam Nins wrote, you just go in for the bare minimum amount of time possible. But Tshuva Shevet Levi assumes, or Vazner assumes, that there seems to be, once there's a heter to participate under whatever circumstances that is, you could be there for the music as well. And Rav Avadia quotes the Tshuva of Dayan Ehrenberg, Tshuva Svar Yeshua Chela Gimel Simen Samach Gimel, Tshuva Svar Yeshua Chela Gimel Simen Samich Gimel. He has the following interesting analysis. He quotes the Aruch HaShulchan. Aruch HaShulchan writes explicitly that even when there's a heter to be present for the chuppah, you have to make sure not to be there for the music. So writes the Dvar Yeshua, Chela Gimel Simen Samich Gimel. That doesn't mean the music that the Chas and Kala walked down to. Because that's not l'simcha. That's l'kavod Chas and Kala. K'derech shemelavin melech u'gedol Yisrael b'shira v'zimra. Ve'enam b'chalam asmute Chas and Kala. So the music that accompanies the Chas and Kala, that's like the marching band that accompanies the king. That's not mitam simcha. That's just kavod Chas and Kala, which is a, seems like a fine line to draw. And he writes that it never says anywhere explicitly that an oval is not allowed to listen to music. The fact that there's a gzeir against klishir after the korban doesn't mean that applies to an oval. I mismute kachas mekala. That means chok. The chok is worse than music, not like the Baalei Shulchan says. So when you're playing music, l'kavod chas mekala, chas dama lemelech, and you're not dancing, then it definitely should be mutter. And Rav Avadi responds that he doesn't think that's correct. Page Shin Mem Tes. Rav Avadi thinks that it's pasha. The reason the poskim don't talk about listening to music is it's pasha that's included in the Yisur of Simcha. What about recorded music? Divrei Sof and Sifkatan Gimel assumes, like the conventional approach out there, that recorded music is usher as well. And we know Rabbi Willig does not think that recorded music is bechlal any isser of music.
For 3 weeks.
For anything. Mm-hmm. That's not music. Okay. Technically speaking, the Ramah does allow participation during Yud Beis Chodesh, even for someone not reciting the brachas. I mean, during, again, let's read the three possibilities in the Ramah. B'chubash also beis kinesis and mevarchin sham berachas erus and mitzuin ve'ein sham simul klal mutter biyadach hashiva. So first opinion is mutter during shloshim. V'yesh osim ad shloshim. V'chein nirali. V'yesh bekomos shemachmirin liyos avil omei kol yibeis kodesh kutz beis kinesis. So that v'chein nirali is going on the middle position that would allow a avil, even stam, to be present for a chuppah during Yud Beis Chodesh. So the allowance for the Mesada Kedushin or someone to recite brachos is even if you're going to be machmer like the third position, not to allow an Elva to participate during Yud Beis Chodesh, you would allow someone to come in to say the brachos. But the Ramah seems to favor the middle position that would allow an Elva L'Aviv Imo to enter a chuppah during Yud Beis Chodesh, where there's no music and where there's no other potential violation. Okay. The Piskei Tshuva here in Sifkatan Beis references a Tshuvas of Yaivitz of Yaakov Emden, or actually a few Tshuvas of the Yaivitz. One of them is Chelek Beis Simen Kuf Pei, where the Yaivitz raises the possibility that under certain circumstances, there may be more grounds to attend a Beis HaMishnah on Shabbos. So he writes there, Chuvas HaYavitz Chele Beis Simen Kuf Beis, Chuvas HaYavitz Chele Beis Simen Kuf Beis, that obviously the Isser of Beis HaMishnah during your Beis Chodesh or Shloshim applies equally Bein B'Shabbos, Bein B'Chol. So then you couldn't attend the Sheva Brachos on Shabbos either. Mikol Makom, Nireh, She'im Hu Karov L'Chasim Mekawa. If you're a relative of or close to the chasin v'kala. Yesh malkam lahakel mishum de mechzika for hesya. Im nimna milasos v'logarim mitoch shiva de einu noeg davar shel for hesya. So it could be that if your presence will be, your absence will be noted at a Shabbat brachos on Shabbos, that might be a violation of avelis bifar hesya, and therefore someone whose absence would be noted could participate in a Shabbat brachos on Shabbos. And the Pesach Shuvah seems to argue on this. It's not necessarily clear in the Pesach Shuvah's brief citation what Nakuda he's arguing on, but it is against the Shach. Shach and Simon Tov Sivkat and Beis, Simon Tov Sivkat and Beis assumes that Avelis Befer Hesi is only relevant for Nihu Geshiva, not for Nihu Geshloshim and Yubes Chodesh. That to the extent that there is a restriction on Avelis Befer Hesi on Shabbos, that's only for those manifestations of Avelis that are Nihuge Shiva. So, Yisiyam and Abayas, or any of the forms of dress that an Avel and Shiva doesn't have, would be a violation of Avelis Befresi on the Shabbos of Shiva. But Nihuge Shloshim, Nihuge Yubes Chodesh are not subject to the restriction of Avelis Befresi. According to that, there's no possible dispensation for Simcha on Shabbos because of Avelis Befresi, since that klal is limited to Nihuge Shiva. Correct, yeah. Simchas Mareis is not a violation of Simchas Mareis, is something else. That's not...
Why going to the Shabbat Brachos would be Simchas Mareis?
No, going to the Shabbat Brachos is base Mishnah. That's worse than Simchas Mareis.
That's worse?
Yeah.
So that's, okay.
That's a heightened...
That's worse than
Simchas? That's worse than Sudas Mareis. Mm-hmm. Base of Simchas is the highest level of Simcha.
So he comes that's the most restrictive. He would allow you to do anything. So he would allow you to go to all the meals on Shabbos also.
What do you mean?
He would allow an Abel just to go to friends or whatever.
No, what's the Avelis Befres if you don't go to friends?
People are going to know that because you're an Avel, you're not going to their house. Your good friend invites you, invites you.
Nah, so they shouldn't have invited you. I mean, maybe you could construct such a case, but that's...
No, I felt like it was a thought.
His context sounds like Suda's Shabbat Brachos. And then, presumably, he's matir even during Shloshim. So many of the contemporary posts can seem to be makel about this, that in a situation, even the Shavar Brachos, which is a higher kind of Beis HaMishnah, which is most restrictive, according to Rov Rishonim and La'alacha, even if it's through the Shavar Brachos, if you're so close that your absence will be noted, so then there's what to be makel about to participate on Shabbos. Rabbi Felder quotes that from Ramosha. Chazan Avadia is makel about that, page Shin Lamechas, about the Shabbat Chatan. By Sfardim, what we call Shabbat Shabbat Brachos is their Shabbat Chatan. So he's makel on participation in the Shabbat Chatan for those who do such things. If you're a Karov, that whose absence would be noted. Rabbi Karp is makel on this as well, page Tavshin Kavav to Tavshin Kavzayin. Tavshin Kafav to Tavshin Kazayin, and Rosh Hashanah thinks that the minhag is to be makel on this as well. Rabbi Willig thinks that the more appropriate practice is like the Shach, that Avelis Befer Hesya, there's no dispensation of Avelis Befer Hesya for Nihuge Shloshim and Nihuge Yubes Chodesh, see be machmer on this. So when I and my sister-in-law got married when I was in Shloshim, Rabbi Willig told me not to go to Shavar Brachos Sudos over Shabbos. back to where we started.
Would it matter if they gave you a bracha?
Would it matter if they... Well, that goes back to the... if they give you a bracha and you don't have to eat, so go back to that machlokes we discussed yesterday. Because to eat there would still be usur. Because you can't eat in a... The only... if it's that situation that the post can discuss where... Shabbos, you don't need to find a chadasha, so you wouldn't have that dispensation.
No, just go on.
I'm sorry?
Well, Shabbos is maybe from
Akron. Okay.
But not for Hanukkah chadashas, if they give you a bracha.
Then, no, I don't think that would make a difference. Okay, so we mentioned yesterday the kasha, the Ravid, that led to his chiddush about Masi Yasav Yisoma, was our Gemara seems to assume in Moikat and Davkaf Beis that there's a blanket Isser of Beis HaMishta. And the Masechet Sofrim assumes that there seems to be this carve-out of L'Shem Shamayim, or a certain class of Sudas Mitzvah, which is Mutter. The Nimuka Yosef, Daf Yidalem and Aleph B'Dape Rif on the top, Nimuka Yosef Yidale Menalach B'Dapei Rif quotes another terrorist to this kasha the Ravid that L'Shem Shamayim means a Sudas Mitzvah Deleka Simcha. It's another class of a Sudas Mitzvah, which is a Sudas Mitzvah, but it's a Sudas Mitzvah lacking Simcha. So Beis HaMishta, El Chasana, Shavar Brachos, that's a Sudas Mitzvah with Simcha, that's going to be Usher. What's a Sudas Mitzvah Deleka Simcha? That's like a Sudas Bris Milah. Sudas Bris Milah, there's Tsar Dinuka. So it's not an absolute, unmitigated, joyous occasion. And there, it's mutter to participate. So according to that position in Rishonim, there wouldn't be any restriction on an Avel participating in a Sudas Bris Milah as an example of a Sudas Mitzvah Deleka Simcha. That's the position of the Rash. The Tosa quotes in our Sivya, Kavbezam and Vez, Dibur Maskel Lil Simchas Mareus. Kavbezam and Vez, Dibur Maskel Lil Simchas Mareus. Tosa quotes the Rash, that a Sudas Bris Milah is mutter for an Avil to participate in, because it's not considered a Sudas Simcha, since after all, we don't recite just Simcha Bimono. And that seems to be the Psak of the Mechaber Mistimas Lashono, that the Mechaber's restrictions are limited to the higher level of Beis HaMishta or Chuppah, but no mention of any restriction on a Seudas Bris Milah. That's what Rav Avadya writes LeHalacha, for Sfardim at least, that it would be mutter to participate in a Seudas Bris Milah LeChachila. Chazon Avadya, page Shin Nun Aleph. He throws in a Svek Sveka also to make you feel better, that maybe we assume like those we've shown him that there's no real Isser for a Sudas Mitzvah, like what we saw yesterday from the Rambam, which has also been a Chananel. Interestingly, he doesn't quote the Rambam, not sure why. He quotes, this is an opinion in Tosas and Yevamos, Mendalim and Aleph, so he quotes that. Not sure why he doesn't quote the Rambam. But Suffolk, maybe we assume like those we've shown him that there's no real Isser for a Stam Sudas Mitzvah, and even if there is, maybe Bris Milah isn't considered a Sudas Mitzvah because it's a Suda de Leka Simcha, it's Tsar Dinuka, whatever the calculation is. That's the Mistimas Lashon HaMechaber. For Sfardim, there may be no restriction on participating in a Sudas Bris Milah or the lower tier type of Sudas Mitzvah, but the Ramah does have such a restriction. The Ramah quotes two days. Here in Sif Beis, Aval Sudas Mitzvah, the less ba Simcha, Mutuli Kanisba, Kigon Pidyon Aben, O Sudas Bris Milah, Mutul Achol Sham, Afilu Tok Shiva, Ubavashali Yetim Pesach Beso. So the first opinion is that a Sudas Mitzvah, the less ba Simcha, like a Bris Milah, he adds Pidyon Aben, you're allowed to participate. In theory, even Tok Shiva. Problem is, Tok Shiva, there's an Isser Yitzim Esach Beis. So if it's not in your house, then you can't participate for another reason. But in theory, you could participate even during Shiva. V'yesh osrim, this is as bris mila. V'aminag, shalalechal v'shum suda ba'olam, kol yubeis chodesh, imu chutzabeiso. U'besalcha ba'yis makilim, shalalechal v'beiso, v'tudas bris mila, kol shakem v'shar suda shemem simcha. Except for sudas nesuin, where we are more machmir. So it's 2 days in the Rambah about a sudas bris mila, and the Rambah says that our minig is to be machmir, not to eat in any Su'udas mitzvah, even a Su'udas bris mila, during Yud Beis Chodesh. Except for Avol Shubal Bris, O Moel, Yulbash Bigdei Shabbos, Ad Lachar Mila, Mutar Likanes Mila, Lachol Sham, Imhu Lachar Shloshim, Af Al Pi She'ein HaMila Beveso. However, if he is the Baal Bris, if he's the Sandik, if he's the Aviyah Ben, if he's the Moel, it's his simcha. That's the Maril we quoted yesterday. So under those circumstances, he's allowed to participate in a Seudas Bris Mila, at least L'achar Shloshim. Why only L'achar Shloshim? That's what the Taz is bothered here. The Maril himself, which is the source of the Ramah, sounds like even Achar Shiva, even during Shloshim. Look at the Shach and the Kudas HaKasef. Look HaShemidi. I am Jews Maril, Yer Ele Naim, the Lom Matula Bavi Vimo, Shekasa Viavala Avi Vimo Bal Bris, and Mutta Lifna Sasuda, Mintafla Shocha Mashma, Shutoki Beis Kodesh. So, no, the Maril actually for Avi Vimo was only Matu during Yer Beis Kodesh and after Shloshim. Although the Shach in Sivkatan, in Simon Kuf Sadi Dal is Sivkatan Beis, Shin Sadi Dalis of Katan Beis, that we mentioned the Shach in a previous context, there the Shach sounds like during Shloshim would be Mutter. At least during Yud Beis Chodesh, it's mutter for the Baalei Simcha, the Sandik, and the Aviyah Ben, and the Mo'el to participate in the Suda. Rav Shechter was the Sandik for our third boy, who was Chris was when Rosh Hashanah was in his year of Avelis. So he was a Sandik, and then he participated in the Suda, as per the Rama. The Beis Lechem Yehuda knows over here that there was an unsanctioned practice that people would try to latch on to this dispensation that the Baalei Simcha, the Baalei Bris, are allowed to participate in the Suda, that they would have all the Avelim pass the baby one to the other so that it would be considered that they're considered the Baalei Simcha and could participate in the Suda. So that, the Beis Lechem Yehuda says, doesn't work. There's an important comment of the Daglam Rivava here. The Ramah says that the Minag is that Avel doesn't participate b'shim Suda ba'olam kol yud beis chodesh. Right, the Daglam Rivava, Ubisiyam Maseches, Ayin Le'el, Simen Resh Mem Vav, Shach Sivkatan Kav Zayin. What does the Shach write over there in Hilchos Talmud Torah, Simen Resh Mem Vav, Shach Sivkatan Kav Zayin, that an Avel is allowed to participate in a Siyam Maseches Toch Yud Beis Chodesh. The Sudas Bar Mitzvah, Mash Rabbi Yamshal Shlomo, Perek Meruba, Shedino Kisima Sefta. V'hainu ima nar doresh osh umamish b'yom shenasa bar mitzvah. Either a sudas bar mitzvah bo b'yom, or a sudas bar mitzvah where the bar mitzvah bacha gives a drasha, that is a din like a siyum mesachas. According to the Dagon Rivava, based on this shach, any avil can participate in this suda. It doesn't have to be the Bali Simcha. Beis Lechem Yehuda here argues, no, only the Bali Simcha. So if there's a siyum, only the one making the siyum. Other people who didn't learn the Masechta, not. The Rebbe Sofen points out, even according to the Beis Lechem Yehuda, if there are multiple people that learn the Masechta together, then they're all considered to be Bali Simchas. So if you have a Daf Yomi Siyim for the whole Chabura, then all the Bnei Chabura, according to everyone, could participate in the Suda. Even the Beis Lechem Yehuda will acknowledge they're considered to be Bali Simcha. Along the lines of the Siyim Heter, the Ramah writes in Hilchos Simchas Torah, Simin Tav Reish Samav Tes Sif Aleph, Tav Reish Samav Tes Sif Aleph, V'noagin, Shehamisayim HaTorah, V'amaskel Bereshis, Nodrim Nedavos, V'korim L'Acherim L'Asas Mishta. The minhag was that the Chasim Torah and the Chasim Bereshis would pledge money to the Shul, and they'd make a party. Writes the Mishnah Brura there, Sivkat and Ches, in the name of the Birke Yosef. Again, Tav Reish Samach Tes, Sivkat and Ches. Mishnah Brura calls the Birke Yosef that an Avil Tochi Beskodesh is allowed to participate in the Suda of the Ches and Torah Ches and Reishis. It sounds like that's along the lines of the Heter of the Shach for Siyum Masechta. That's not a Siyum Masechta, it's a Siyum HaTorah. Same idea. That for Siyum of Talmud Torah, then an Avil may participate in.
Is that where
we got that idea from ideas? That's the parallel to the Siyum? No, I don't believe so. You're asking, different context. You're asking, can a siyum, how do we know that a siyum during the 9 days can be matir basar?
Yeah, I mean,
if you're not talking about nisr basar, you're talking about nisr simcha.
Yeah.
A siyum isn't bechlal the nisr simcha. It's something, a siyum legomer shel Torah, that's not a higher tier simcha, which is asr for an avel. That either, like the Beis Lechem Yehuda, who limits it to where the Avel participates in the Siyum, so that's simcha delay, just like Ramatir Balbris. And according to the more expansive Heter of the Dagon Rivava, based on the Shach, so anything that's the Kavodah Torah, so there's no restriction of simcha. And it's different Cheshbon. But the Simcha Torah case would be better, because there it sounds like, for the Birka Yosef, it sounds like the pshat is that everyone is a shutif in that siyum. So even the Beis Lechem Yehuda would agree that an Avil could participate in the Suda of the Chasen Torah, because the Chasen Torah is making the siyum on behalf of everybody who just finished Chumash. How do we assume l'maisa? So many poskim, I think the majority opinion, consensus opinion on poskim, is like the Beis Lechem Yehuda to only be matir asiyim mesechta for the mesayimim themselves, and not to allow participation in a sudas bar mitzvah. That, for example, is the bottom line of the Badi Yisholcha in Sivkat and Kavches. That an Aval doesn't participate in Mesudas Bar Mitzvah, doesn't participate in Nesim unless he's the Messiah himself. Akadei Kach, the Ba'adei Shulchan is even Mahmir on Erev Pesach, that a Bechor, who's an Aval, can participate in Nesim on Erev Pesach. That seems pretty extreme. Okay. But the Ba'adei Shulchan goes that far. But then he says, a Sudas Chanukah is better. Because the Yom Shoshlomo is matir hishtatfus in a Sudas Chanukah. Even though the Yom Shoshlomo is also matir Sudas Bar Mitzvah. So I'm not sure where he gets that equation from. Ramosh is machmir in a Sudas Chanukah also. That's not considered a Sudas Mitzvah. Yerodei Chel Gimel Simen Kuf Samech Aleph. The Ba'al Yishulchan does acknowledge, Sivkat and Lamed Aleph, that even in this kind of situation where you're not allowed to eat, you could walk in if you don't eat, if there's no music. And the Emes Liakov says, Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky's psak was that an aval can walk into a kiddush or a shalom zachar on Shabbos if he doesn't eat. And Rabbi Gershon Beth from Los Angeles has this little pamphlet on Hilchas Avelos where he quotes that he asked Rabbi Shlomo Zalman said along the same lines that you could walk into a simcha to say Mazel Tov. As far as Bar Mitzvah and Siyum Maseches, Rabbi Willi thinks that we should assume like the Dagum Revava, that it's mutter to participate, even to eat, at a Sudas Bar Mitzvah, even though we're machmir in a Sudas Bris, because a Sudas Bar Mitzvah, like a Sudas Siyum Masechta, is a Sudas for Simchas HaTorah, which an Avel would be allowed to participate in. What is the gather of Seudas Mereis? Seudas Mereis, that's usher, if it's not Lepronus, if it's not repaying a chov. The Ba'al Yishulchan writes, the Chatun Yir Aleph, that to invite a single guy to a meal, someone needs a place to eat, or by extension, Yistam, someone who has nowhere to go, that's Hafnasas Orchim, that's not a Sudas Mreyas. That would be Mutter even during Shiva. As when Rishachter was in Avelis last time, he had guests, boys from the Shir, over for the Sudan Shabbos during Shiva. One of the people who were there commented to me that Reshefter said that he always has guests for Shabbos, so if he didn't have guests, that would be available for fasting not to have guests. So that's not what he meant. What he really meant was that that's not Sudas Mereis at all. To have guys from Yeshiva over for a meal, that's Chnasas Orchim, that's not Sudas Mereis. Rabbi Bess here in his she quotes from Rav Yashiv and from Rav Gustman and Lahavdil Mechaim L'Chaim from Rav Cheskel Roth that even inviting a single couple is not considered Sudas Mreis. Sudas Mreis is to have a big meal with many people, but even to invite a single couple over for a Shabbos meal would not be a violation of Sudas Mreis. And obviously anything that is Mishum Hachnasas Orchim is Mutter as well. The Divrei Sofer raises another issue that I haven't seen raised by other poskim, that let's say you invite another couple for a meal on Shabbos during Avela. So let's say that's not considered Sudas Meis, but maybe it's a different problem. Maybe that's an extension of the Isser Shelos Shalom, of giving a present. Look back at Simon Shin Pei Hei. The Taz has a comment in Shin Pei Hei. Asa l'shoach manos. Kosa marichan yuzal b'shem hagar b'shem ben Yehuda, kosa nabach. Avil toch shloshim. Eina yachal hazmin l'achayrim. Oli zamin imachim. You can't invite others, and you can't be invited to others, or with others. And who I didn't call you b'es chodesh alavim. It sounds like inviting others or having an invitation extended to you, somehow is an extension of not giving a gift, which the various open things could be a problem independent of whether it's technically Sudas Meis or not. But again, the other poskim don't seem to raise that in this context. Rav Shachar also, when I was talking to him, seemed to acknowledge that having one other couple or family over is probably not the Simchas Meraeus that we're talking about. Or the Sudas Meraeus. Rav Moshe has a tshuva, Yoridea Chelek Alu Simmeration and Hay. Yoridea Chelek Alu Simmeration and Hay. He was asked about a woman during Yubei's Chodesh, whose husband insisted that she accompany him to the shul dinner because he'd be embarrassed to attend without his wife. Presumably, that was in the year before separate seating. So Rav Moshe, in that tshuva, has the following calculation. The avelus yubei chodesh, that's all mishum kibud aveim. So kavod bala takes precedence over kibud aveim. So if the husband insists that his wife come with him to the shul dinner, then she's allowed to come with him because honoring the husband trumps honoring the parents and the nihugim of Yud Beis Chodesh.
So he can move out to home in the
other in the situation where it comes at the expense of Kavod Baal. That's what would seem to follow from that argument. I'm sorry? Yeah. Now, even Moshe isn't so excited about being mekel because it's not something you find in poskim. So he says he's only prepared to be mekel if there's a real chashash for shalom bias. Now, Moshe seems to assume the premise of the tshuva that attending a shul dinner somehow is a form of simcha. Many would probably argue that that itself is a kiman avelus. The Baal Shulchan points out, page Reish Pei Aleph, that even according to Moshe doesn't say you're allowed to eat there. I mean, the whole concern is that you shouldn't. The husband doesn't want to be seen without his wife. So he doesn't care if his wife actually eats as long as she's sitting next to him at the table. So even according to Moshe, maybe the heter only would allow the woman to come, but not to eat. And Rabbi Willard didn't really think that this whole kind of social dynamic is so relevant, as Bismana said, that a husband could insist akde kach that his wife come with him to the shul dinner. The Ramah then has a line, the end of Sif Gimel. Yesh matirim la'avel le'echol besudas nisuin o bris mila im hamishamshin. The avel's allowed to eat at the su'uda together with the service. U'bulvat shelo yehei b'makam simcha k'go b'vaisachar, as long as they're not in the same place, as long as they're in a different house or a different room. V'yesh osrim. V'chei noagin. V'chei noagin like the osrim. Raksha avol misham esham im yirtza v'ochel bebeso mima sheshochin lo min asuda. But the Avel could serve if he wants and bring the food home with him. So the Yesh Matirim here is based on a smack and a kolbo and a Mordechai v'shem a Rebbeinu Tuvia. But what does he gather? What is the meduber? The Aruch HaShulchan writes as follows: Seif Yud Gimel. Quotes the Ramah. V'achi Perusha. Today Rishona Saveres Da Iser Hu Rak Im Ochal B'Beis HaChasana. Shakorim Ochlim. Aval B'Beis Acher Kolomer B'Cheder Acher. Im HaMasham Shemuter. So the first opinion holds that the only iser to participate to eat at a su'udas chasana is if you're eating in the same room. But if you're eating in a different room, that would be mutter. The osin sfir lay the gamzeh, beis simcha mikra. Even in a different room, that's considered beis simcha. V'zeh shehitur l'shamesh nearly dafka hashimish b'beis ha-mevashlos. U'b'beis ha-richas ha-machola mutter. So in the context of the Ramah and the Rishon, the most quoting, what we're talking about is the Avil could stay in the kitchen and help in the kitchen. But not to go out into the dining room and to serve the food in the dining room. It means that he could stay together with the Mishamshim in the kitchen and help the kitchen help and help with putting the food together in the kitchen. But not to go out and serve it to the guests. The gamzeu kesimcha, going out to serve it to the guests, is also a form of simcha. The olam nogim hakel b'kach, but the minhag olam is to be makel. Leave it on this. It sounds like to go out and serve the food, and not stay with the mishamshim, and not stay in the kitchen. The Baal Shulchan has a few observations here of note. Number one, sivkata and samach gimel. That when it says in the Makilim to eat together with the Mishamshim, presumably that doesn't mean dafke to eat with the Mishamshim. It means not to eat in the main room, not to eat with the guests. The Orach of the Milsa is that the Mishamshim are there in the kitchen or in the other room or the other house, so you, if you're eating elsewhere, you would happen to be eating together with the Mishamshim. But you could just as well, or maybe even better, eat by yourself. It's not... There's a hefter to eat with the mishamshim. The hefter to eat in a different location, not with the guests at the simcha. The Divrei Sofer raises the question: why are you allowed to eat with the mishamshim anyway? Isn't that itself sudas mereis? So presumably it's not sudas mereis because these are people you don't know. It's a hired help. So the fact that you happen to be at the table with someone else, the mikra doesn't make that a sudas mereis. But the Baal HaShulchan's point is that that's all about dafka anyway. It doesn't. The point is not to eat in the main dining room, and to eat in another room by yourself. The Mishamshim there? Okay, the Mishamshim there. But the point is you're eating separately. He also points out, Sivkat and Samach Dal, that presumably, if you're in the kitchen and you hear the music, then you probably have to leave there also, because you should be listening to the music. And he points out is that the Divrei Sofrim, that the Beis Meir is explicit, that the Het of the Ramah is, if the Avil wants, what does it mean? Lashon HaRamah, Sha'avil Misham is Sham im Yirtza. What's the Sham? The Sham is in the kitchen, not to serve the guests, as the Aruch HaShulchan himself said. So if you want to stay in the kitchen with the Misham Shem and do something in the kitchen, that's okay, as long as you don't go into the main room. And even then, you shouldn't even be eating there. Better to eat in, take the food back home. So the actual intent of the Ramah, in terms of what kind of kula this provides, is relatively limited, even if at times there may have been, the people may have taken the Ramah more liberally. Then there is another din at the end here. Yesh omrim da asher lechol besuda belaila shebiyam amachras meis aviv oima. So in the day of a yard site, you shouldn't attend a suda. What suda? It means a suda chasana. Or maybe it's through the Shavuot Brachos as well. So the only vestige, so to speak, of... You know, he's talking about Belayla, because in the day you're fasting on a Yahrzeit. But the night before you're not fasting, that, because that's the day of the Yahrzeit, you should attend the Sudas Chasana, or maybe through the Shavuot Brachos. That's one vestige of the Yugei Velus that seems to carry over to the day of a Yahrzeit. The Vader Shulchan points out the lashon of the Yaivitz in Tshuva. Tshuva say Yaivitz Chayle Day Simon Kuk. And Shavuot Brachos. It's the lashon of Yaivitz in Tshuva, who explicates this. Chayle Day Simon Kuf Pei Dalid. Chayle Day Simon Kuf Pei Dalid. Lo Amran Ella the Sudas Simcha Dime Mishnah the Chasimakala. So we're talking about the Suda of Yame Mishnah Chasimakala. Avoshar Sudas Rishus, Bain Sarch Lamishal Mitzvah, Kultihi Lesta Chashla. So the only concern is Sudas Mishnah the Chasimakala. So the Baal HaShulchan thinks that Lashon of Simcha Dime Mishnah means not just the day of the Chasana, but the Shavuot Brachos period. So it could extend to Shavuot Brachos as well. And we'll conclude with one more halacha. This appears in the end of Siman Taf Beis, but it's based on Rishonim and Ar Sugya on Kaf Beis. Take a look at the Mechaber, Taf Beis, Yud Beis. Misha Meis La Meis, Velo Nodolo, Eina Chova Shiyamulo. The person has a karov that dies. He should be in Avil, but he doesn't know better. You don't have to tell him. I feel above Vima. Feel Zenem are Motzi Diba Huxil. Umotr Lazmina Lasudas Eris of Inasuit. You can even invite him to a chasana, even though you know that he lost a relative. Vakol Simcha. Kevin Shana Yodea, what he doesn't know doesn't hurt him. Miyum Sholav Ela Lashakir Velomar Chayu Shinemar Midvar Sheker Tirchak. This is a Mordechai and a Ghost Maimini B'Shem Rashi. The Ghost Maimini is Perik Vav Halacha Dalid. And the Meiri in Arsugi as well. The Meiri Kaf Beis Amud Beis Dibur Maskal Ba'Avil Rabasi Yesh Mishahora B'Misha Meis Lo Meis Harayilas Abel Alav V'Lo Higilo Adayin Shmua Mimenu Shemutra La'Acher Ayodei B'Misaso Likra L'Zeb B'Sudaso V'Af Apisha Kare Yodei Shekvar Meis Lo Meis Shemayacher She'ena Kare Yodei B'Kach Lo Chal Alav Avelus Klal. This is what Rav Schechter always quotes in the context of Vilchanon by Safek Mamzer, that with a lack of Yediyah doesn't create any Isser. So this example, you know that someone just lost a relative, you can pick them up and drive them to a wedding and dance with them, and you don't have to tell them that they lost a relative. But not all Rishonim agree. There is a Sefer HaMa'oros in our Sugi as well. He writes as follows. V'chein roi l'chol ba'al suda shelo yazmin l'sudaso misha meis l'meis b'iracheres sh'ro'i l'havil alav ela shelo nodala. So if you're making a chasana, you should not invite to the chasana someone who you know lost a relative, even if they don't know about it. His earlier formulation about the Isser Suda is that an Avil is not allowed to participate in a Sudas Mishnah, and you're not allowed to invite an Avil to a Sudas Mishnah. In that context, he writes that if you know someone lost a relative, even if they don't know it, you also shouldn't invite them to a Seudas Mishta, or base Mishta. So this is not like those Rishonim that we quote Lalacha, that there is such an opinion that Nihugei Avelis on some level are relevant even if someone is unaware of the Avelis. Rabbi Chanan has a couple pieces in his writings, Kovetz Ha'aras Chele, sorry, Kovetz Ha'aras Simen Kav Beis Osei, Samach Gimel Osdalid, that developed the idea that Yedi is what's Mechayiv Avelis, as being the underpinning of this halacha. Okay, we'll stop here. And next time, I'm not going to spend time in Simon Shin.